Welcome to the Spirituality of Strength Training with your host, Anna Willard. This podcast is dedicated to bring you knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and guidance to wherever you may be on your health journey. For those who are new to me, I am a kettlebell strength coach, a movement nerd ninja, and an empowerment coach on a mission to bring you hope through our health. The root word of health comes from wholeness. The root word of wholeness comes from holy. Despite our differences with religion and spiritual beliefs, we are all human beings with a body that is designed to reflect this holiness through our health. It wasn't until my 7th year as a health profession where I went into a deep awakening of understanding what does it mean to train my spirit and to heal my spirit through the physical. You'll hear a little bit more about my story from other health professionals, from strength coaches, psychiatrists, spiritual gurus and leaders, to other people who talk about the importance of our health as a community body and the health of our planet as well. This podcast is to allow us to step into our whole health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Thank you for being here. If you love what you hear, I encourage you to subscribe. If you want more inspiration and quotes from these podcasts, I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at @Anna_Willard_. I encourage you to do a little bit of a movement, either a yoga flow, go for a walk, sit in nature, as you enjoy this episode. Hey, strong ones, welcome to today's episode. We're diving right into this concept of force and flow. What does it mean to live from a place of being in flow versus times in life when we are trying to or when we're forcing things? Most of you know I used to water ski competitively, and being an entrepreneur and now a beginner surfer, I still find these concepts of forcing things versus being in flow with not just my athletics or my training protocols, but with everyday life. And so I'm going to use the analogy of water sports and strength training as a way of to kind of depict when we're living from a place of force versus flow, and then also going into how to understand the our own fluidity of our body, our own oceanic being, and how to be in flow with the waves of our emotions that we experience. So first, I'm going to dive into three things that can be depicted as living from a place of force, three things that we can recognize in the different fluidity of life and flow of life, and then how we can work within our own being, within the waves of our emotions, and being in flow with our own body. So first, force. Oh, this is so hard for me to talk about because I force things so much all the time. One thing about being a go-getter is sometimes we want the future to be in the present moment. And that is like one of the big things that I like highlighted in my notes was when I force things is when I want the future outcome to be now. And I will like do everything in my might to have it be in the now or expedite that aspect. I'll use training as a example. Some of you may know what Simple Sinister is. It is basically doing 100 swings within 5 minutes and then doing Turkish get-ups. But there's a certain amount of weight that you need to do to be able to accomplish this. So when I was training for this, I would go up in weight too soon with either the Turkish get-ups or the swings, and it just wasn't pretty, right?
I wanted so badly to get that outcome, that result of training versus really being in the present moment of being okay with like, okay, I'm not at the weight, I'm not lifting the weights that I want to be, not forcing and jumping up in a weight that isn't healthy for me to train with yet, but being present in the moment of like, okay, this is where I need to be right now. Super hard, but that's when we start forcing things, is when we want the future outcome to be in the present now, is that's when we force. And sometimes when we force, especially with training, is a lot, most of the time is a result of injury versus really that outcome that we want. So taking that time with it. With that, there, because I used to water ski and now a beginner learner or a beginner at surfing. So here's a side story. I took lessons down in LA, and it was one of those lessons where it's like a guarantee, like you'll pop up, you'll surf, you'll be on top of the water. And I take lessons here in Washington, and completely different board, completely different style of lessons and technique. And, but it was like actually the steps of like, no, these are what you're going to be able to do to progress in surfing. So I had to like unlearn and relearn all at the same time, super frustrated, had tons of expectations. And I realized after that day, I was working way too hard. And this happened a lot with water skiing as well. I would work way too hard in the present moment because I so wanted that outcome. So another aspect of force is when we're working so, so, so hard, we're actually wasting our energy because that present moment doesn't require all that energy for us. So when I finally like got up on the surfboard and I was like being able to breathe again, I was like, whoa, I was working way too hard at this, putting way too much pressure on myself because of the expectations that I put on the experience. So that's the second way that sometimes we force things, is when we're working way too hard on something where really it's supposed to be enjoyable, fun, exciting. And because we put this pressure of work on it, we negate the funness out of it. Third way that we force things is we run back to the past because it's comfortable, it's the known. Sometimes with future self and the future events, it requires a different version of us. And so sometimes we run back to the past because it's comfortable, it's the known, it's not requiring to ask us a different version of ourselves or a different strength. I always think of like when you're rebelling up, it's asking you to develop a new strength. Similar with life events, new life events will require you a new level of mental, emotional, and spiritual strength. Now, you may be thinking like, well, that's really not forcing things because it's running back to the past. Now, let me explain the different types of flow to help you understand how force, when running back to the past, can be a form of force. So first, we're going to jump into flow. Before we go into flow, let me just recap force. Force is when we're working for the future to be in the present now, when we're working extremely hard, wasting energy, overexerting ourselves and negating the joy of the present moment. And then the last thing is when we run back to the past for comfort and the known. Now, different parts of flow or different types of flow. If you haven't yet, I'll make sure it's in the show notes. Janae Fletcher, she's also a water enthusiast, paddleboarder instructor. I had her on the show and we talked about this concept of different types of flow. And I loved her response. It really made me think of like, yeah, she's totally right. So different types of flow, but I think of like literally just the flow of water. There can be, you know, times of stillness where it's the water is completely calm, like either in a pond or a stream, or it's reflecting, you know, that the beautiful reflection of the skyline. Water can be very forceful. Like if you think of a waterfall, that's very forceful. Flow can have a force within it. It's just learning how to work with the force of the flow versus forcing it. And so when life creates a lot of changes, a lot of rapid changes, and it's moving super, super fast, I think of it as like either a waterfall or the white waters in like a river, and it's just like it's just going. And a lot of times, I know from my own experience, when things are changing quickly or when I'm leveling up either in athletics or with my own strength training, sometimes I will want to resort back to what I used to do because I know it feels safe, it feels comfortable, versus being like, oh, I can really be able to lift this. Like, I'm strong enough to do this. And so when we are in that rapid change of life and the white waters of the river, we don't have time to go back. We don't have time. And that's where I think where we play into this concept of force, where we're like, no, 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 no. I want to go back to what's comfortable. It's scary because it's requiring a different level of us. It's exciting. It's thrilling and scary at the same time. And so going back to force, I think sometimes with force, when we have that rapid change of life, we want to resort back to the known. So that's one aspect of the flow incongruent to that last point of force when we force things in life. So flow, again, we have the stillness, the calmness of water brings, the rapid changes with either a forceful wave, a waterfall, the white waters of a river. But then we also have after like a whitewater rafting trip, if you've ever done that, I've had friends who've done that. I haven't done that yet. But then you have that calmness again. And I think it's learning how to know when to like work hard within that force of the water, but still being in flow with it. Oh, my mind just went to a different place. Sorry. Plus there's a lot of noise out in the background, so I apologize for that. It's a little distracting if you can hear that. Anyway, I think the biggest thing with learning these different types of flow is knowing and honoring those and not mixing the two up. Like when there's time for peace and rest, and sometimes when we overwork ourselves and negate that calmness that it brings. Oh, that's really annoying, that noise. I apologize. Hopefully it doesn't record on this. Someone's like weed whacking. Anyway, so I think the biggest thing is with flow is learning how to recognize the still, the calmness, or the forcefulness of the flow, and knowing how to ride, you know, the rapid changes, or also when it's also like a gentle stream where, you know, you don't have to work as hard, but it's, you know, there is some work within it. So knowing those different types, I think will help. And to help you recognize when we're forcing something versus like being in flow. I remember, so with flow, there's a lot of times people will say it's this concept of letting go. And with going back to water skiing, the analogy I think of, flow is not just letting go, but it's also knowing when to hold on. If I always was constantly letting go with one hand with water skiing, I would never be able to get the force behind the boat to project me out to the buoys. So flow, I think, is this concept of knowing when to let go, but also knowing to hold on and when it's time to work, but also let go. I think of the rhythm of the tides and the waves, like they come in and they go out. So it's this flow is this rhythm of life where it's this time to work, this time to rest, this time to enjoy, When we're forcing things is when we're doing the opposite of that, of what that natural flow is. So again, like if life is calling us to rest and we're working really hard and then negating the fact of rest, or when we're, you know, running back to the past versus, you know, enjoying the rapid change for the future, I think force is not just this concept of letting go to be in flow, but when we're working against it. So those are the congruent concepts and my thoughts on force and flow. Now I really wanted to dive in with this concept of flow within our own being, the oceanic being of our body. A lot of times when I used to water ski, I would say, you know, I just take it buoy by buoy, buoy by buoy. And being a entrepreneur and having different ways of chapters within my entrepreneurial journey, you know, I've learned how to say, you know, just taking it breath by breath. Just, you know, with taking it breath by breath, living in the present moment really helps me with that. But there's our ways of emotions that we experience. And there's been times where this is the importance of exercising and knowing your body and knowing the rhythm of your body. There's been times where I've been really angry and I needed to go for a walk. But then there's been times through that anger I really needed to swing a kettlebell. There's been times, most recently, my body's like, just get on a VersaClimber. For those who know what a VersaClimber, I have like this love-hate relationship with it. But it's like, just get on a VersaClimber, zone in, zen out, sweat out all your anxiety, and get back to your body. There's been times where I needed to sweat out my anxiety by running stairs. There's been times where I needed to really just quiet my body with a walk. I don't always walk when I'm angry. There's been times where I needed to quiet my body with yoga. What else do I have here? Water. There's been times where I needed to swim in water to, you know, battle off like the thoughts of depression and loneliness. So there's been different times of movement and exercise that I needed to kind of flush out and be in rhythm of the emotions of my own way, the waves of my emotions. And so I say that because I think we hear a lot of times of like, oh, just be in flow. Okay, great. And the flow is not just letting go, it's learning how to hold on and let go and be in that rhythm. And so I think with our own being, it's really important as well to know how to be in flow physically with our body, not just with life events and not just forcing things. There's been times with the kettlebell exercises where I really have forced a lot of, you know, I mentioned earlier, lifting heavier than what I really needed to. So sometimes training with the kettlebell has really been a place for me to practice patience and just the journey of strength training. So I say these things in hopes that it gives you insight on what your body may need at that time of just like the water has different forms of fluidity, our body also has different types of emotional waves that need to be worked out in different ways. These are just my example of how I work out some of these emotions. And so I hope they give you insight because I was like, maybe I should write up like a PDF on like how to, you know, work out these emotions. But I was like, no, I want to make sure that you are staying true to your body. You may want to do a kettlebell swing just because you love kettlebell swings and you're really excited and you have that joy. Or it could be, you know, like you have, you're on that VersaClimber or the Stairmaster or the steps or like the stairs because, I don't know. My mind goes straight to anxiety. That's what I do when I'm anxious about stuff. So if you see me on the stairs, you know I'm anxious about something or I just needed to sweat something out or had a hard conversation. So anyway, those are just my tips for being in flow within your own being, in the own emotions of our body. I wish I could give you more insight on that, but hopefully that is enough insight just so you can recognize the emotions and the waves of our emotions and how to honor that and be in flow with those in a healthy manner. I hope this also has given you insight to just being in flow in the rhythm of life, of learning how to let go and learning how to let go, but also hold on and be in rhythm of the fluidity and the different types of flow within our life. And then also be able to honor yourself and recognize yourself when we may be forcing things that may not be healthy at that present moment for us, and when we're going against the flow of life and the rhythm of life. So those are that is the short, sweet solo episode. With that said, everyone, I am taking a little bit of a break from the podcast. My body and my soul have been saying, can we just rest, Anna? Can we just rest? And it has been saying that for quite some time, and I kept forcing it of like, no, no, no. I need to stay accountable and committed and consistent for everyone with regard to this podcast. And I need to honor what my soul's crying out to me right now. And it's just crying out, can we just rest? And I need to honor that so I can serve you better in the future versus keep straining it in a way that it will just want to give up and completely not do the show at all anymore. So I am taking 4 weeks off. I will be back. Let me look at the calendar. 4 weeks, August 11th. That's today. We have the 18th, 25th, Labor Day weekend, and September 8th. And maybe back September 8th. Not 100% sure, but for sure September 15th. So look forward to that. That is when I will be back on the show. I just need to take a little bit of a break, a little bit of a rest, and just simply enjoy. If you live here in Seattle, you know that this is probably like the most beautiful time of year that we have here. And I'm really wanting just to be outside, maybe take a couple more surf lessons and enjoy without the pressure of work or anything else like that, and just simply enjoy the mother's nature or Mother Earth and nature without any pressure that I put on myself. So I hope that gives you the same freedom. If you're training for something or if you have a big goal ahead of yourself, give yourself that little break, that little rest, and it will ignite your passion for attaining that goal and the training and the time that has to go into it. Blessings, everyone. I will miss being on here with you and the guests, but there's plenty of episodes to catch up on if you haven't yet. There are a total of 60 now. So there's still time to listen in. I know I will be reviewing some of my own work during this time. Other than that, you guys have a wonderful summer and enjoy the fluidity of life, the fluidity of your emotions and waves of emotions, and learn how to enjoy the rhythm of life with being in flow with life and then also your own. I can't say own and oceanic at the same time or right after each other. Yeah, I just did that. Anyway, okay, that's all I have for you guys. I love you so much. Thank you again for all that you have listened in to this and been of support of this show. It is just taking a little bit of a sabbatical, and we will be back stronger than ever with great insight for you in September. Peace. Thank you. Hey, Charmins, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I am super excited to invite you to my private Facebook group where we will be able to continue the conversations from these episodes. I'll share you my wisdom and knowledge about the artistic tool, the kettlebell, and other insights on how to live a healthy and whole life. Click the link below. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review with the 5 stars. It'll help grow the show and spread this wisdom and knowledge of how to live a healthy and whole life to other people who may need it as well. Blessings on your journey, and I look forward to connecting to you on Facebook.